Chicago Forest women's tackle football team beats the St. Louis Slam 57-14. And one of the people that is instrumental in that is on the phone right now, and that's Albie. And that's line, which one? Sam from the Forces. Oh, let's go to Albie first. Hey, Albie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
How'd it go on Saturday?
It went well. We got off to a slow start, which has kind of been the case a little bit lately, but kicked it into full gear by the third quarter and then kind of finished a little weak, but we're still working out our kinks. It's only halfway through the regular season.
Albie, you've been on the team for 5 years.
Right.
And according to Linda Bash, you're one of the most versatile players around. What are the positions that you play?
I play wide receiver, backup QB. I return punts and kicks, and I hold for the field goal kicker.
You have a pretty good quarterback that throws to you. Tell us about that.
Sammy's awesome. Strong arm. She's accurate. She throws some zingers, which are hard to reel in sometimes, but when her and I get on, it's actually really the field, and it's a lot of fun when we start
and
kind of feeling each other out.
That's interesting in that I'll have Sammy on next. Now, how did you get to be a football player?
Oh, I started working for this company, actually, and the head coach worked with me and came up to my desk one day and asked me to play, and I looked at him like, oh, yeah, flag football, totally. Where do I sign up? I'll come. He's like, no, it's full contact. And I looked at him, and I said, no, thank you. I'm like, I'm good. I have a pretty nice moneymaker, and I don't want to mess that up. So I decided I didn't want to go, and then I went to one practice. And one of the veterans who's still on the team, Taz Brooks, told me I wasn't going to make it, and I just looked at her, and I'm like, okay, you'll see. And here I am, still playing.
How old are you?
29. I turned 30 in 1 month.
And how big are you?
5'9", 140.
And here, according to Linda, that you are a dangerous open field runner. What prepared you to be a dangerous open field runner?
I think it's come with some experience on the team and kind of having clearer vision. And it's just, you just have to be confident, and you kind of have to have like a little swag. You have to go out there and just say, all right, I'm going to beat all of you to that end zone right now. And sometimes you do it, and sometimes you don't. But you have that mindset, and you just attack, and you can see things pretty clearly on the field, then it turns into, like, this fun game.
You're sitting back there, and you pick up a punt or a kickoff, and you're going to have to run as fast as you can, and sometimes there's somebody else running as fast as they can, and you have these massive collisions, especially on punts and kickoffs.
Right.
And it's just as it is at the boys' high school level and at the men's college and pro level, that's one of the roughest collisions you can have is in a punt or a kickoff return. How do you like those?
I think returning kicks is one of my favorite things to do on the field. I love punt return because you're the only one back there, and it's kind of all on your shoulders. So either, you know, you do it, you grab the ball, you see it coming, and it's yours, and you take it to the house, and that's your intention. And you kind of don't think about anything else.
The Force is what now?
4-0. Right.
So you're 4-0 right now, and people are looking at you. I mean, there's, 63 teams in women's football, tackle women's football, and they're looking at you guys as one of the favorites. How does that feel?
Honestly, I don't even think about that. I think a lot of the people on our team and the coaches, we don't really think about what's going on outside of our team and outside of our practices and getting better. I think every time we talk about the next game after we've finished, you know, a Saturday game, most of the time we don't even know who's up next on our schedule until we're at practice Monday and we kind of like start talking about it.
But, all right, Albie, thanks for calling in. I know exactly who's up next, and that is your quarterback. Once again, we are the media outlet for the Chicago Forest women's tackle football team. They are now 4-0, And there's another game. They play the Western Michigan Mayhem on Saturday evening at 5 o'clock. You can watch that game live at WJOB1230.com or ChicagoForceFootball.com. Or you can listen to the game here live with Andy Garcia. You guys recognize him from our football and basketball in high school and college around here. He is the announcer for the Chicago Force. The Chicago Force is 4-0. And a big reason for that is on the phone right now. That's Sammy Grisafi. Hi, Sammy. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Okay. Here's what Linda Bechet says. Sammy has been the Force quarterback since 2007 and is considered one of the best quarterbacks in women's football. She is a perennial all-star and was the starting quarterback for Team USA, which won a gold medal in Sweden in 2010. Sammy, you grew up playing tackle football. Tell us about that in Southern California. How'd that come about?
It was a lot of fun, man. It was a struggle at first, but it was definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, is that like playing football with some brothers, or is that playing actually organized football?
It's organized football.
And so you were playing? Did you play in high school then too, or what?
Yeah, I was the first girl in California to play quarterback in a varsity Division I game.
Really?
Yes, sir.
All right, and then you wind up coming to Chicago to study acting at Roosevelt University. So before we talk more about football, how's the acting career going?
You know, football has actually kind of trumped the acting career as far as time goes, but my music career is going really well.
What? I know that you sing the national anthem, which I hope to see when I come out this Saturday, but what do you mean by the music career? What do? You sing, you play an instrument, what is it?
Yeah, I sing and I play an instrument and I write music, and I actually have an album coming out in about 2 weeks, and it's been pre-nominated for a Grammy, which is really exciting, and
Sammy, is it under you personally, or is it under a band name?
It's under my name. It's actually a compilation album, so it's me and one other artist. It's called Atlantis. But if you search Atlantis and then my name, then you'll find it on iTunes.
And that would be Sammy Grisafi, and that would be Grisafi. Is that correct?
Safe, like safe.
Oh, I see. S. Grisafi, okay. Grisafi. Sammy, you're the quarterback of a 4-0 team. Right now, you guys are favored in a lot of the games that you're playing. How does that feel?
Feels good. It's not a championship yet, so... I mean, it feels good for now, but we're not satisfied by any means. I mean, we've been here before. It's not something that we're, surprised by. We expect to be where we are right now. It's just, there's lots of work still to be done, and I think everybody's committed to that. And, we've gone to the second round many a time undefeated and have been knocked out. So we're not satisfied until we have the ring on our finger.
You have, we just had Albie on. Hopefully you just heard that. And
I did. I love that kid. I love her a lot.
Talk about your receiving corps. She's just one of many.
She is one of many, but she's also a very close friend of mine and somebody I feel very connected with, and that I feel really lucky to have her back. She was in New York for a while, so it was a fortunate thing to have her back on the team. And we have a chemistry that's it's special, and it's really nice to have her and to be playing with her again. And the other receivers are really great too. It's just you have the different dynamic with different people, and it makes for an interesting dynamic, I guess.
Albie says that you throw a very snappy pass. In other words, it's hard to catch them. Sometimes they have so much zip on them.
Sometimes I'm not nice about it. Yeah, that's true.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't take anything off the ball. I chuck it at them. So I think I broke Albie's finger 1 year in a flag game when we were just messing around. She's right. I do snap the ball at them sometimes. I think I've gotten a little bit better with the touch on the ball, but
where'd you get such a strong arm?
Well, I've been playing quarterback since I was 10, so I guess I developed it over the years.
Got a mom or dad that played some baseball or something?
My parents thought I was a milkman baby, actually, because they were both artists, and I was an athlete and not an artist until I hit high school. And then they were like, oh, yeah, she must be related to us.
We're talking to Sammy Grisafi. She is a quarterback for the Chicago Force. Once again, you'll be able to hear them on Saturday evening at 5 o'clock. Sammy, looking forward, you got a big game against Western Michigan. What are you guys trying to get accomplished?
We're trying to win it, but we're also trying to get better. I think the main thing is, I mean, obviously the win is most important, but we also are really focusing on just becoming the best team that we can and striving for perfection so that we'll be ready for every game that comes in our steps in our path.
Okay, well, we're going to make sure we get one of your CDs here, and we'll definitely play them on the morning show. We like to play a lot of independent music. We have several independent music shows that play here in the evening, and I'm going to have to make sure that each one of those hosts are aware and get your music, and we get it played here on WJOB.
That'd be awesome, man. I'd really appreciate that.
Okay, Sammy Grisafi, thanks a lot. I look forward to seeing you guys play on Saturday. I'll be up there. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, man. Thank you.